Jim and I actually conducted the interviews. So we would go to different places around the world to interview people while we had discovered a few tapes that had been done earlier. Most of the interviews have been done by the two of us, actually. Jim went to Israel and interviewed some very interesting Israelis and people from the Arab world. And then I went back to the Middle East, to Jordan and to Egypt, and interviewed Palestinians and also other people on the Arab side of that conflict. We also interviewed people in El Salvador and Nicaragua. Went to,
In Moscow.
yes, that's right, you went to Moscow. We did interviews in Namibia, so we would interview the UN staff, people who had been a part of the Namibia operation, UNTAG, and then we interviewed Namibians. And sort of both sides of the issue, South Africans and then members of SWAPO.
Just to add one thing to what Jean was saying about getting in different points of view. One of the interesting examples of that, I think, is the development of the resolution of the Security Council, which created UNSCOM. I think it was 687. But it was possible to interview the American representative to the Security Council, Tom Pickering. It was possible to interview the British representative to the Security Council, Sir David Haney. And it was also possible to interview the Russian. His name was Lavrov, he's now the foreign minister. But in that way, we were able to put on tape, I think, an extraordinary amount of details about how this really important resolution was drafted and then adopted.
Did you find that the interviewees were forthcoming when you contacted them about the project?
Most people were very eager to be interviewed, to have their point of view put on record. But there were a couple of incidents. In El Salvador, I interviewed the rebel forces, the FMLN. I interviewed the top military rebel leader, Shafik Handal, and he insisted that we meet in a restaurant where he knew the owner of the restaurant, and then he sat with his back to the wall in a corner for, I guess, security reasons. And then I was able to interview him there. So, do you want to talk about Humberto Ortega?
Yeah, all I needed to do was move from El Salvador to Nicaragua because I had the same experience. I interviewed Humberto Ortega, who is the brother of the present president, who at that time was the Minister of Defense. After the interviews were made and transcribed, we did send the texts to the individual with the idea that they should correct the punctuation or spelling and things like that, but not the substance. But Mr. Ortega is the only one who not only corrected the substance, he corrected the questions.
Was there anything that you learned that was surprising?
Well, yeah, there were many things. I mean, as an example, I think we learned a great deal about the question of weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, and which we made public actually through our book, and which, if anybody in the leadership in Washington had in fact taken account of, they would not have thought that there was likely to be a nuclear cloud in Iraq. Things like this, I think we not only learned, we confirmed, and it could have been a great use to the world.